Hi, this is Patrick Johnson. I am really looking forward to the show today, but first, a word from our attorneys.
The information provided in this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we don't guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for all members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with SRS Capital Advisors, Inc. or Wealth Partner. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor whose principal office is located in Colorado. Patrick Johnson is an investment advisor representative of SRS Capital Advisors. Being a registered investment advisor or describing ourselves as being registered does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, where we believe financial wealth is one part of overall well-being. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Welcome to another episode of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. This is Patrick Johnson, and I am here this morning in the studio with Randy James. Many of you who have been listening for a while will remember an interview with Randy when he articulated the difference between functional medicine and what we call traditional in the West, but which really arguably is not traditional. And he offered some good insight into how important it is to figure out what function is for you. And then if your systems or structure is not working in line with that desired function, then where do you go? And so he helped us understand that there's lab work that can tell us a lot about what's going on a cellular level, swim upstream beyond just putting a Band-Aid on a symptom, and figure out what's happening in the body. So welcome back, Randy. I'm glad you're here. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about why is there not more understanding of what functional medicine is? What are the barriers to entry, if any? Help us understand this landscape a little bit more.
Yeah, it... like almost everything we talk about, it's complex. There's nuance. And the way that I would describe that now that I'm 15 years into this, and I would call where I am as kind of medicine 3.0 or functional medicine 3.0. You've kind of got historically sort of the dinosaur guys back in the 50s, 60s, 70s who were back then just way out of the pale. And then my dad, that we told that story last time, was kind of the first layer of MDs, of MD types that are saying, wait a minute, there's something here. Mm-hmm. And then a new generation of people, and also now with the technology of the way that it is, and lots of evolution of the of insurance stuff and the governmental stuff. And so it is a very complex situation, but the reality is that people just want to take care of their families. They've got an ailment and they want to go to their doctor and get things taken care of so they can restore function. Why is functional medicine, like you said, is there a barrier? Is there a perceived barrier? And most often it's cost. So for me doing
So you wouldn't say awareness first. You would say cost.
Well, that is a great question. The awareness, again, on the technology and social media side, probably the first different famous doctor might have been Dr. Oz.
Okay.
Back to 2010.
I didn't realize he would be in the functional medicine.
He's technically not. He would not call himself functional. Okay. Probably the most famous functional doc would be Mark Hyman.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And he started a clinic at the Cleveland Clinic. And so there was some traction there. And now... Well, with the advent of Dr. Google, one of the problems right. that we have is everybody's a functional coach or an expert or this or that. And so now it's like, well, one of the main reasons why people do land in my office is this confusion. Is Mark Hyman says this and Dr. Oz says that, but my doctor says this and the Mayo Clinic website and the Harvard Clinic website says this. And what is the answer? And that's just sort of the respected people. You go a layer out, and my goodness, and I tell people, look, if you go consult Dr. Google, which I encourage people to do, you ultimately find what you want to find.
Yeah.
If you want to find marijuana, you will make a strong case for marijuana. You can go to Brazil and do ayahuasca. You can, it just everything is out there. And as a consequence, even smart people are saying it's a little confusing.
Sure.
I'd like to have, and for me as an MD, people would like to have an MD in there. And I think we've got a foot in both worlds of the alternative way of thinking, but we also want to stay evidence oriented.
Yes.
What does the evidence show?
That's a really important distinction, is all of this is rooted in rigorous science and evidence-based.
I'm like, very comfortable.
Yeah.
This is not woo-woo stuff. But you know, most people, they trust that, okay, I've got an MD and I'm happy. I made the mistake in the past of going down these biochemical pathways and putting a chart up on the computer and look at this and look at that. Their eyes glaze over.
Well, my eyes glaze over.
You're like, just give me the bottom line.
I'm a smart guy. I deal with finance all the time. And yeah, Randy starts talking about lab markers and all this. But you are good at making it approachable.
To bring it down into, and I think for me and you, both with me to you towards finances, you to me towards this, is trust.
Yeah.
So the barrier there, you know, is I do think trust is a little bit of a thing.
So awareness, lack of awareness or understanding, who do I trust?
Who do I trust?
Okay.
So there's two, these days, there's kind of two categories of clients. There's the ones that are well-read. They've already decided, I am not going to the regular doctors because they told me this and it didn't work. And they've already done their reading. And if I speak functional, they're like, oh, finally, you're the guy we want. We want to talk like that. They already understand there's going to be an out-of-pocket cost. Or we've got kind of the new to functional medicine folks. They kind of understand, okay, I've already been not helped to the degree I want to have help with my regular approach. We're going to go outside the box here. Cost is kind of a surprise to them, but I always say, look, it's the cost is up front. I want part of wellness, and this is where your business and my business have dovetailed, is your relationship with your own finances and understanding, what is the product that I'm selling? What are you buying? What's the return on that investment over time? Mm-hmm. We do the same thing when we invest in our kids' education or a car. So the idea of being not taking insurance, and here's why. I often tell this
story.
Stick
with that first. Can we go with the, finish the thought.
Oh, sorry. This other category of people.
Okay, yeah.
Is okay, I'm pretty new to functional medicine. Mm-hmm. You guys are it's feasible for me on this cost structure, but I don't quite understand the language. So for these folks, we kind of have we start them slower. We give them the education. Because if they don't understand,
they don't buy in.
Right.
Right.
And that goes back to trust.
Figuratively and literally, right.
Yes, figuratively and literally. I put it out there, and we put the cost out there, not just as finances, but right up front, this will take more time.
Yeah.
Even doing something like this and just the nuance of what is it that we're talking about when we say functional medicine, that takes time, and to establish trust takes time. Everybody intuitively knows you can't just take a pill and get better. Well, I said everybody. Anybody that's made it this far in looking at functional medicine knows most of these people don't want a pill. They want to get to the root causes and not cover up the red light on their dashboard with a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. But why is that red light blinking? So that requires some effort and energy. So that's an investment.
Yeah. So it's not just the financial investment that is a barrier. And keeping in the theme here, just structurally with our discussion, it's awareness, it's building trust, and then it's investment, and we immediately went to money, but there is a very real time component to this.
That's right. And that's
there's work.
we do the money last. Mm-hmm. Because Americans, we've got a culture where money's the first decision point. And I think, well, if you think that way, you're going to miss the product that we're selling. Mm. Because I'm putting in my time too, and my effort is to try to connect with you to help you understand how do we hone your effort in? You mentioned financial stress is one of the top reasons for anxiety and those kind of things. Our top three complaints, lack of energy is in the top three. Chronic fatigue. So fatigue for whatever reason, or brain fog. Well, you can't just sit there and take a pill and get better. So number four is vulnerability. Mm. And that's a biggie, because people by that time, they've already felt burned a little bit. They've put trust in the medical system and they haven't gained what they want or what they hoped for. And there's a sense of feeling burned. And culturally or socially, medially, we have the frustration with quote unquote, big pharma, big insurance, big government, big whatever, and little old me. And so there's a lack of trust. There's a sense of vulnerability. Me too.
Yeah.
And if you hire me, I'm putting my future in your hands as well. So my vulnerability is that all along the way, as you are investing time and money and effort, I work for you. And so if we're not delivering the product, you should feel free to fire me. I should expect to be fired. Mm-hmm. So both of us are vulnerable in that sense. The person has been hurt. There's a sense of vulnerability. And at the same time, I can't promise the
guarantee the outcome, right? Same. As we're talking, I'm realizing the parallels between our worlds are very similar.
Past kind of a performances don't guarantee future returns.
Well, there's that. There's even, we swim upstream to figure out, you know, the root reasons for a certain architecture or whatever. But I'm just realizing that there's a lot of interesting synchronicity in the client, you know, awareness of what a fiduciary is, level of how do you develop the trust with, you know, insight into our life savings and all of our hopes and dreams and concerns and fears. And so the barriers to your space are kind of the same as the barriers to awareness of real pro-level counsel in my world.
I would agree.
So it's awareness, it's trust, it's a investment of both time and money. But then in the milieu of feeling, I've been burned before. You know, I see that in my business all the time, right? I was burned by this person 20 years ago or whatever the case might be. Absolutely. There's some actors out there, probably like in your world,
shenanigans.
That aren't, but yeah, there is that. But there are a lot of people that just don't know what they don't know as practitioners.
That's fair.
I don't think that they're trying to take advantage
to
of
cheat.
People. They just haven't leveled up their game or tried to figure out what's broken with the system and lean into a different way of doing things. And functional medicine is that. So you take the client through this process of making sure that, well, one cohort knows what they're coming in for. They want to hire you or other practitioner in this functional space. The other needs a little bit more education so they have buy-in and they make the investment. But that is a process and those are barriers. And that's what we started out the show with leaning into is, okay, in the previous show, we talked about what is functional medicine, led this show with a little bit more of an awareness of why it hasn't spread in earnest, although it's happening, but why it hasn't historically. And you talked about kind of Gen 1 practitioner, Gen 2, now we're into Gen 3. So I want to come back after the break and talk about, okay, people understand what this is. They understand there's investments and costs. There's some vulnerability. This is a big decision. So then we get on the other side of the break and let's talk about, well, why would people?
Why?
What are some of these success stories? And let's start there. So we'll be with you right after this break.
The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise show is underwritten by Wealth Partner, a unique wealth management firm based in Colorado Springs. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. We believe prudent stewardship of one's financial life is critical to overall well-being, and this is where we begin our relationship with clients. Our highly personalized financial planning process is designed to reduce stress so clients can more fully enjoy all the dimensions of their true wealth. And to help clients thrive, we also offer powerful, cutting-edge, evidence-based health and well-being services. Wealth Partner is a rapidly growing company, which has evolved out of an award-winning fiduciary wealth management firm, currently managing well over $1 billion in client assets. And our offering is priced at a fraction of the cost of most firms. If this unique approach to wealth management interests you, please visit our website at www.wealthpartner.com. That's wealth spelled W-E-L-L-T-H, W-E-L-L-T-H-partner.com.
Welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, Wise on KRDO News Radio. Here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
So welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. This is Patrick, and I'm still here with Randy. And what we talked about in the first half of the show is a little bit of a reminder of what functional medicine is and some barriers to entry, those being awareness, trust, investment of both time and energy, and then all of that in the milieu of a vulnerability, because the system has hurt me, is the mindset of a lot of folks that you meet with. So I said that we'd come back after the break and talk about, well, why would somebody push through gaining awareness? That's a process. It's a heavy lift. Putting their trust in somebody else for themselves or a loved one, making the investment of time and finances, all in the context of vulnerability. That sounds excruciating. I can see why people wouldn't approach this. So we were going to lean into why somebody would, and then I can speak from my own experience, but I grabbed Steve, who you all have met from other episodes. He's the director of financial counseling, and he has a very personal story with this that serves as just a great illustration of why people are going down this path. So I was going to let Steve tell a story real quick.
Yeah, well, and it's pretty recent for us. My wife and my youngest daughter, I've got three girls and a boy, and my youngest daughter and my wife started down this path recently, primarily for our youngest daughter, who was just having some issues that a lot of the traditional testing that we've done, it's been pretty thorough, just came up empty with a lot of answers and where to go next. And my wife largely got involved just to walk the road with our daughter, because our youngest, she's 11. So it's worked really well for them to be able to team up and go through it together. It's been quite a process and an investment in time and energy. Mm-hmm. But we've seen the results right away. I mean, within weeks, my little daughter was noticing a difference in how she felt, and that she wasn't having headaches as frequently and felt more energetic.
And she translates that immediately to this. She knows this is an investment. This is a big lifestyle change,
immediately,
et cetera.
And it's because they're not through the entire process yet. Mm. They're early in the stage of starting to identify what's having an impact on our body in ways that we just haven't looked at before.
Yeah. And there's a way to, and it's so encouraging now for you as parents and for the family to see this.
It's really exciting to see. I mean, she's literally put a smile on her face when she relays, like, "Hey, Dad, I'm feeling so much better and I haven't had a headache in this," you know.
Yeah.
It's tangible.
Yeah. I love that. So I thank you, Steve, for sharing that story. We're going to bring it back to me and Randy. We'll keep going. But thanks for sharing that, because it does illustrate why people would make this rather significant effort. I mean, you had a hurdle to overcome with this. I remember you and I were talking. You came into my office and you're like, "Oh, I'm choking on this price point." And it's going to be a real change to our family's lifestyle. Right.
Right. But, it's not just,
now you've
it's
got
not
buy-in.
Right. It's not just the financial investment.
Right.
It's the time, the energy, the intentionality in what you're doing, but it's what we want for our family.
And you're seeing now that your daughter's.
And we're seeing the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, thanks, Steve. Appreciate you coming on.
It's fun.
That was great to hear.
Both of us are smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a beautiful story. I get to watch that firsthand in the office day to day. And, you know, really, this is what we're all about at Wealth Partner.
Yep.
I mean, Randy is on our team. What we hope for people is, well, you know, we certainly don't know what's going to happen in the markets. Really, we have an informed opinion, but
right.
then COVID happens or what.
Right.
You know, there's just all kinds of things. Markets are dynamic and fluid. But if clients can be 5% weller or 10% weller, what kind of value do you put on that? Because ultimately, the health dimension of well-being is so important. And in fact, even the APA study that says that money is the number one stressor, I believe it suggests that acute health-related concerns are the number one stressor. Second to that is the money.
Is the money piece.
Mm-hmm. So health is such an important part of this. And so we're talking about the success stories. And I want to, before we talk about some more that Randy has seen, I do want to be clear in this show as well, like we were with the last show, that we're not in any way suggesting functional medicine is the only way to go,
right?
And that Western allopathic medicine is bad. We're profoundly grateful for both. But what I've seen with my own client community as you work with them, from my own personal experience, from my business partner, is that results are happening. And we're talking about the why people would get through the awareness and the trust and the investment. And, you know, like Steve was just saying, he's got buy-in now, like 100% on board. Here we go. And I'll bet you see that a lot too. But what are a couple of success stories that jump out at you for more like this why somebody would do this? Because I think these things are fascinating.
It's fascinating, and you and I have smiled at each other for such a long time, because even prior to talking through this with you, I would use the phrase, what is the return on the investment? Mm. What is the why behind the what? What is your motivation? What's the inspiration? Why would anybody submit to a terrifying process where I can't guarantee the outcome?
Better go give blood?
Right. Like,
there's so many. I hate giving blood.
Well, and you hate swallowing all those pills.
I do. I do.
It is, what is that return on the investment? What is your intended destination? And that is where, we're back to what is your definition of true life? And so as people are considering that investment of themselves, right? It's more than time and money and effort. It's just this whole package towards what end? And so with Steve telling his story and that kind of, then I get my mindset on the stories of young adolescent women. Mm. And one of my heart cries is for women, young women who are taught, well, menstrual cramping is normal. That's a part of being a woman. And usually it's their mom telling them that.
I'm actually thinking that's true. Is it not?
It is not true.
Okay.
Patrick.
And
so,
here is my daughter who's just entering this phase. And
that's right.
I'm sure, I would imagine Jenny knows that, but I'm not part of those conversations. But yes,
that's a great check-in with here you are, even in the functional world, but saying, wait a minute, I thought that was kind of
normal.
Yeah. And that's where a minute ago I said one of the themes that we work with people is what you think is normal is not normal, or it just shouldn't be. Because in America, you know what's normal? If you're over 40, or let's stick with a teenage girl. If I go next door, well, to my office, to the high school, and I say, how many women in here have menstrual cramping? How many women and men in here have acne? How many have PMS? How many have irregular menstrual cycles? It is over 85, 90%.
Okay.
Which is technically the definition of normal.
And yet it shouldn't be happening.
Right. So Patrick, in America, is obesity normal?
Yes.
Is depression, anxiety more than 50% of people if you're over 40?
Oh, normal as qualified by, yeah, okay,
percentage of people.
Yes.
But should it be? And I can list 50 things. Snoring is not normal. Gassy, bloaty, constipation, diarrhea is not a deficiency of Tums. Heartburn after, your picnic. These are not normal. But I don't want people to hear me saying, oh, shame on you. You're eating wrong.
Right.
I shame on me, the medical profession, to where a father of a daughter could be thinking, well, yeah, that's just normal. Kind of part of
me. So
normal.
Now I know to look for that.
So now you gently
so much
ask.
Awareness, yeah.
Because I promise you, a young, is she 14? How old is she?
Yeah, 15.
15-year-old woman does not want her daddy asking about these things.
Right.
So we kind of don't. And so my heart goes out to parents of these people and these young women. And so the why behind the what is to go to young women and say, wait a minute, you're not consigned to 2 or 3 days of pain or 2 or 3 days of missing school or just 2 or 3 days of misery per month for the next 40 years.
Right. Women are so much tougher than men. Okay. So you're setting this up for an example of a why. So they raise their hand in the high school class, parent like me has sudden awareness, my daughter's got cramping, and you're using this as an example of what functional medicine does. So there's a success story in here.
Yeah.
It sounds like go with that.
So young women come in, and really there's a very big click here, because young women especially don't like for old men like me to suggest that they should do something. Mm. So to be quite honest with you, the level of pain has to be pretty high before there's buy-in.
Yeah, yeah.
So down that hormonal pathway where I'd put migraines in there, I would put some of the weight gain frustrations in there, and the success stories then of just somebody who can get it, who can click in their mind and say, okay, I'm willing to turn a corner here to invest the pain in the butt factor of changing my life to be becoming the person who can have a menstrual cycle that's averaging 28 days with minimal cramping, minimal consequences, and then see that. Yeah. And especially if these people are losing 2 or 3 days of school or work, that transformation is marvelous.
Yeah. So that's just one example. My personal story was Lyme disease and then chronic inflammatory response to various biological influences and, yeah, lifestyle changes. And yet now I'm 150% of what I ever thought was normal.
That's right.
Or even okay.
Is it good?
Yeah. So that is the why behind functional medicine, is to explore your wellerness, explore what you can be. And you can just, what I found in my own personal experience is I came to be functional, but as things started working in conjunction with Western medicine,
for sure.
But as things started working more and more, I started seeing my potential and what we are capable of and what we can do physically and with our health. And when we're in good health is remarkable. And that's what we hope. So I hope that listeners are getting some perspective on the potency of exploring medical philosophies beyond what you might have just gotten from doctor if it's not working for you or if you feel like it's just a Band-Aid. And so folks can get in touch with Randy, go into the website. What is it? TrueLifeMedicine.com?
That's right.
Okay. TrueLifeMedicine.com. So you can go there. He's on our team at Wealth Partner. You can go to Wealth Partner and WELLTHpartner.com and send an inquiry and our wealth coordinator can get you in touch with Randy's office. But thanks again for your time. That was fun. We have a better understanding of what functional medicine is and why people would engage with this. And I know that you'll be a consistent guest on the show and we'll talk about some tips for people so that they can just be weller for listening to the show. So thanks for your time and thanks for listening.
Listeners are encouraged to consult a professional advisor before implementing any of the strategies presented. The material in this program is for education purposes and is not intended to provide investment, tax, legal, health, or medical advice. Past performance does not guarantee future success. Information in this program is not an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell the investments, investment strategies, securities, or well-being services mentioned herein. All expressions of opinion reflect the judgment of the speakers as of the date of the radio show and are subject to change and are not statements of material fact. Opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all of the supporting facts to verify these opinions. The advisor may not transact business in states where it is not appropriately registered, excluded, or exempted from registration. Individualized responses to persons that involve either the effecting of transaction in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made without registration or exemption.